out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen.
Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping.
Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping for folks like me.
And kiss my son and grab my purse and I keep running. Got so much on my plate, I could choke.
Working 9 to 5
for service and devotion.
You would think that I
would deserve a fat promotion.
Want to move ahead,
but the boss won't seem to let me.
I swear sometimes that man isn't out to get me.
Shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away.
You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in.
The tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. 9 to 5,
as long as we're together, you know
you and I
will make it through whatever.
They can't keep us down, we'll just rise above.
Hold on to me, we'll tell them where to shop at.
Wish it was as simple as it sounds. I swear to you, I'm gonna do it. Grit my teeth and I'll get through it. It's hard to see the upside when you're down.
Working 9 to 5 became necessary when my husband Dick left me for his secretary.
Never worked before, but somehow I've gotta make it till I learn the ropes.
That was 9 to 5 from the musical, 9 to 5 the musical, by Dolly Parton, based on the incredible and entirely too relevant today movie 9 to 5. My name's Shan, this is Better Living Through Show Tunes, and you, my friends, are listening to WORT 89.9 FM in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm so glad that you're here. You know me, I always do themes. For better or for worse, sometimes they're great, sometimes we work on it for next time. That's life. This week, I had to start with this one for two reasons. It is a movie to musical adaptation, and it's starring Megan Hilty. And that, dear friends, is because I'm so happy to be able to say this. This past week, I saw the very first preview in the out-of-town tryout for Death Becomes Her, the musical. It's incredible. Ooh, I really spiked on that because I'm very excited. Megan Hilty plays Madeline Ashton, who was originally portrayed by Meryl Streep in the 1992 movie of the same name. If she doesn't get a Tony, I will eat my hat on the air. I promise you. She's incredible. The show is really solid, again, for seeing the very first time. And scuttlebutt on the street is that I saw the very first time they got through the whole show. And for all of that, it is remarkable. I think by the time they spend some more time on it, before it gets to Broadway, it's going to be a thing of beauty, and I cannot wait for more people to see it. It is playing in Chicago at the Cadillac Palace Theater until June 2nd. I'm thinking about going down again. If I'm curious if people who don't love the movie the way that I do, what they would think about it if they saw it. Yeah. So hit me up in the chat if that's your thing. And for now, I'm going to play another song because I'm talking way too much. But today we're going to talk all about that much maligned movie to musical transfer. I'm going to play some ones that I think work, and I hope that you enjoy them. And I hope you learn about some new shows out there that you didn't know about before. That's what I'm here for. All right, coming up, No Reason, my second favorite song from Beetlejuice the Musical.
Is more than just space with no end. La 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 la. Just think of the universe as a female best friend. And you can be like, hey universe, what's happening, girl? And she'll be like, I'm nothing, just running the world. And you'll be like, what? And the universe will be like, I know. You're on the right track, girl. I got your back, girl. I'm helping you. Nailing it. Time to take command. You dictate the hand the universe deals. Look, science makes no sense. Who needs evidence? Go with your feels. I'm like a radio tuned to the stars. I found my frequency. Crystals speak to me.
What are they saying?
Buy more crystals. Everything happens for a reason. Be a beacon of light in the world. Put a little aura. Everything happens for a reason.
Gee, I hate to break it to you. The universe is just the contents of time, matter, and space.
Yeah?
91 billion light years across, and the Earth's a small place where good people die.
No.
Yeah, and famine and wars. The Pacific Islands are sinking, but negative thinking is hardly the cause. You think life is all unicorns and rainbows, cause you're bored. Specific.
So you cry yourself to sleep in deep despair, talking to the walls cause there's no one there, and you have to buy a cat cause everything happens for a reason. Put some more fun in the world, a little ideal in the world. Be prepared to take your eggs and freeze them.
Is this still about me?
Cause everything
time I planned I'd be patient and
you would love me again. You'd come to respect my mind, and at last you'd find you could love me again. And I have turned my whole world upside down, trying not to let you go. Watching you walk away is like a fatal blow.
Whoa!
Is that my name up on that list? Does someone know that I exist? Is this a mistake? Am I even awake? Pinch me now to make sure.
That was So Much Better, sung by Laura Bell Bundy from Legally Blonde, the musical. I feel like a traitor sometimes to being a female elder millennial, but I was not into Legally Blonde, the movie. Really didn't do anything for me. And then I saw the musical, and I fell in love with it. I think it's such a great adaptation. I love what it has to say. I love that the focus is on Elle growing as a human. And So Much Better, the song that we just listened to, I think beautifully encapsulates that. It's on my pump-up playlist for the morning when I'm getting ready for work, because it just brings me so much joy. Before that, No Reason from Beetlejuice. I mentioned it was my second favorite song from that show. The first is If I Knew Then by Miss Argentina, both performed on the soundtrack by Leslie Kritzer, who's fabulous. We'll hear from her. No, we won't. Well, I'm going to play a little something from Spamalot. I wish I had a recording of Leslie Kritzer singing it. Sarah Rodriguez did a wonderful job. We're going to listen to that later. I don't know. I thought I was going to have more to say about movie to musical transitions. I used to be someone who really looked down my nose at them. It was the in vogue thing to roll your eyes and be like, another one. And yeah, do some of them need to be made? Probably not. But the truth is, a lot of them are really solid. Like I said, I think Legally Blonde does a better job with the story than the movie does. get in the comments when you inevitably disagree, and that's totally fine. That's what art does. But I think we also forget that things like, when I was putting the show together, I remembered that Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music is based on a movie. It's based on a Swedish movie, and it's just one that we don't know terribly well. So I think people overlook that, right? We love to say that there's no, like, musicals aren't original anymore, but Cabaret was based on arguably a movie that's based on a book. Oklahoma was based on a novella that became a play. We go to source material all the time, and that doesn't make something inherently bad. I think we should be critical of it, but it's never a good time when we just start painting with very wide brushes, because there's good stuff out there, and if we keep ourselves from exploring things because we think we know what it is and we think that it's not as good as what it could be, I don't know. Life's just so much more interesting when we give things a chance, yeah? All of that being said, I'm going to play something from Producers next, a show I had the extreme pleasure of directing, golly, almost 15 years ago. It's one that polarizes people, but it's also kind of what is responsible for the glut of movie-to-musical translations that we've had in this century so far. So love it or hate it, here we go with We Can Do It from the Producers.
Don't you see Bloom? Darling Bloom, glorious Bloom. It's so simple. Step one, we find the worst play ever written. Step two, we hire the worst director in town. Step three, I raise $2 million.
Two?
Yes, one for me, one for you. There's a lot of little old ladies out there. Step four, we hire the worst actors in New York and open on Broadway. And before you can say step five, we close on Broadway. Take our $2 million and go to Rio.
Rio? Nah, that'd never work.
Oh, ye of little faith. What did Lewis say to Clark when everything looked bleak? What did Sir Edmund say to Tenzing as they struggled toward Everest Peak? What did Washington say to his troops as they crossed the Delaware? I'm sure you're well aware.
What'd they say?
We can do it. We can do it. We can do it, me and you. We can do it. We can do it. We can make our dreams come true. Everything you've ever wanted is just waiting to be had. Beautiful girls wearing nothing but pearls, caressing you, undressing you, and driving you mad. We can do it. We can do it. This is not the time to shirk. We can do it. You won't rue it. Say goodbye to Petty Clerk. Hi, producer. Yes, producer. I mean you, sir. Go berserk. We can do it. We can do it. And I know it's gonna work. What do you say, Bloom?
What do I say? Finally a chance to be a Broadway producer. What do I say? Finally a chance to make my dreams come true, sir. What do I say? What do I say? Here's what I say to you, sir. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it, that's not me. I'm a loser, I'm a coward, I'm a chicken, don't you see? When it comes to wooing women, there's a few things that I lack. Beautiful girls wearing nothing but pearls, chasing me, embracing me, I'd have an attack.
Why, you miserable, cowardly, wretched little caterpillar. Don't you ever want to become a butterfly? Don't you want to spread your wings and flap your way to glory? We can do it.
Mr. Viola, stop and stop the song. You've got me wrong. I've stayed so long. I'm not as strong a person as you think.
We can do it.
Mr. Viola,
we can do it.
I'm not a crook. I'm just a schnook. The bottom line is that I sing.
Come on, Leo. Can't you see?
You see Rio, I see
jail. We can do it.
I can do it.
Or damaged, really damaged, but that does not make us wise. We're not special, we're not different, we don't choose who lives or dies. Let's be normal, see bad movies, sneak a beer and watch TV. We'll bake brownies or go bowling. Don't you want a life with me? Can't we be 17? That's all I want to do. If you could let me in, I could be good with you. People hurt us,
or they vanish.
And you're right, it really blows. But we let go,
take a deep breath,
and go buy some summer clothes. Go camping,
play some poker,
and we'll eat some chili fries. Maybe prom night,
maybe dancing.
Don't stop looking in my eyes.
Your eyes.
Can we be 17? Is that so hard?
That was 17 from Heathers the Musical, technically an off-Broadway show that's gotten a lot of acclaim since then. I would honestly liken Death Becomes Her a lot to Heathers. If it didn't go to Broadway, which I don't think is what's going to happen, but if it didn't, I think it would have a fabulous career in off-Broadway and a huge following once it makes it into regional theaters and stuff, because it is just so much fun. Yeah, Heathers, what a thing that you would never, if you knew the movie, you would never think, let's make Heathers a musical. But they did, and it's the same team behind Legally Blonde, so I think they did a fabulous adaptation of it. I think they handle the more than just a little problematic things at the heart of Heathers and really dig into the camp. They dig into the dark comedy of it and make it accessible for young people today, which I think is an amazing feat because it's so niche, that movie. I had the great pleasure of designing the costumes for University Theater's production of it a few years ago and watching just how excited those young people were to do that show. Again, I wouldn't have thought Heathers is a musical and the kids will love it, but they do, and I'm so glad. Next up, we've got a show that I've probably played in every single one of my episodes, and I'm, you know what, I'm not sorry. Not sorry at all. Here it is, Xanadu.
What the hell? Guys like me shouldn't dream anyway.
Achievement!
Huzzah!
First, I will not call myself Clio, I will call myself Kira.
You've thrown them off the track now.
Secondly, I will wear roller skates and leg warmers.
You shall be as current as today's headlines.
And thirdly, I will sport an Australian accent.
That I might.
I tell you, sisters, by the fires of Hephaestus,
I mean, by the fires of all the shrimp and the barbie,
I shall help this sunny malign to fulfill his destiny!
Suddenly came the dawn. Suddenly I was born.
Into light.
How can it be real?
That your grandfather brought dead tissue back to life. Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? It's been said that your grandfather created a horrifying monster. Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? It's been said,
nay, even sung,
that your grandfather's monster hurt and lamed, killed and maimed. Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein?
Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein? Is that true? Is that true? Is that true?
Frankenstein. My name, it's pronounced Frankenstein. Yes. The whole world knows what my grandfather did. But please, do I look like the kind of madman who'd prowl around graveyards digging up freshly buried corpses?
Well, Professor...
Don't answer that. I'm not a Frankenstein. I don't indulge in hijinks or tomfoolery. I'm not a Frankenstein. I don't believe in mummies, ghosts, or ghoulery. I deal in fact, not fiction. I am a scientist. I live for truth and reason. That's the reason I exist. There is a vast difference between my crazy grandfather's delusional experiments and my own devotion to pure science, which leads us directly to the subject of today's lecture. The brain. There is nothing like the brain. Hearts and lungs are simply dinker toys when stacked against the brain. Insane. I'm insane about the brain. No invention in the universe is equal to the brain. The mouth's a marvel when it comes to eating. I've nothing against the womb. I thank the platter when I'm excreting, and I always give the elbow room. But the brain, please allow me to explain. There's no organ can compare to it. I swear to it, it's plain. It's the brain. Mr. Hilltop here, with whom I have never worked nor given any prior instruction to, has graciously offered his services for this afternoon's demonstration. His medulla oblongata tells his brainstem that it's gotta send an impulse full of data, which creates a lot of pain. His frontal lobe gets busy with a thought that makes him dizzy, puts his cortex in a tizzy, so he never will complain. That's what I love about the brain. Mr. Hilltop, will you raise your left knee, please? You have just witnessed a voluntary nerve impulse. Mr. Hilltop, you may lower your knee. Reflex movements, on the other hand, are those which are made independently of the will. My, you dirty, rotten, yellow son of a bitch!
Oh!
Even though I almost need him, his reflexes have no freedom to react. When I mistreat him, it's important I explain. Synaptic nerve connection goes its way without detection, bringing cranial protection in a never-ending chain. That's what I love about the brain. But what if we were to block those nerve impulses by simply applying local pressure? Which can be done with any ordinary metal clamp, just at the swelling at the posterior nerve roots for, say, 4 seconds. Why, you mother-grabbing bastard! As you can see, even though I have just smashed my knee into his crotch, he does not react. He feels absolutely nothing. More or less. So, if it were not for this continuous stream of motor impulses from the brain, we would collapse like a bunch of broccoli! And in conclusion, so there's no confusion, let me say it once again. Though your genitalia has been known to fail you, you can bet your ass on the brain! Everybody! Copernicus, Kepler, and Newton. Compare me to Freud and I feel highfalutin. Call me a Darwin, I love that man's theory. Call me Pasteur and watch me get teary. Say Madame Curie, that would be the best. Call me a Rorschach, come up to the test. I really light up when you call me Edison. Call me an Ehrlich, I like that man's medicine. Call me Marconi, that wireless wow. Call me Popoff and I bark like a chow. Woof! Call me an Einstein and that would be fine. Call me a Tesla, I wouldn't decline. To call me a Frankenstein would be insane. Cause I love...
Wartstock is coming to Warner Park on Sunday, May 19th, and we're holding a raffle with some great prizes. Winners will take home one of 5 Summer Music Festival weekend passes, and we've added dinner for 6 with tequila tastings at Migrants, worth over $700, a pair of season passes to Forward Theater, stays from Marquette and Ruby Marie Hotels, and a crystal and onyx necklace from Goodman's Jewelers. Gift certificates from Sardine, Orange Tree Imports, 10 Pin Alleys, and much, much more. Plus, merch from Wine and Hop Shop, and of course, some great wart swag. Tickets are $3 each, two for $5 and $5 for $10. Drawing is at 5 p.m. at Workstock, but you do not need to be present to win. Tickets are available at upcoming ward events or at the station. A complete list of prizes is on our website at warkfm.org. Good luck.
I feel lucky today.
That's right, you're listening to WORTFM 89.9, Madison, Wisconsin. My name's Shan. You're listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes. And just before the break, we had Roger Bart performing The Brain from Young Frankenstein, another Mel Brooks musical. And frankly, my favorite. I like the book so much better than the producer's book. I think the songs fit in better. Roger Bart is a marvel. He just got nominated for playing Doc Scott in the Back to the Future musical, which I am not featuring today. Not going to get into that. But he's a lovely human, a wonderful performer. He seems so game. I had the pleasure of meeting him about a week after he won his Tony for playing Snoopy in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. I could also definitely do a whole show based on comic book musicals, because there's more than you think. But I love his performance as Frederick Frankenstein. It's delightful, and yeah, just fun to listen to. Next up, we've got Jesse Mueller performing in Waitress.
Sugar, sugar, sugar butter, sugar butter, sugar butter flour, sugar butter flour, sugar butter flour, sugar butter flour.
My hands pluck the things I know that I'll need. I take the sugar and butter from the pantry. I add the flour to begin what I am hoping to start, and then it's down with the recipe and bake from the heart.
Kiss my tush. It seems to me they've really lost
The Diva's Lament from Spamalot, sung in the original Broadway cast by Sarah Ramirez, known for Grey's Anatomy, among other things. Fabulous on the new Sex and the City show, and a teeny tiny bit part, blink and you miss her, You've Got Mail. Up next, a lesser known Lin-Manuel Miranda musical.
My one chance to shine, the friends I called mine, the girl the world will never see. More than replaced, it's like she's erased the best of me. I have no choice, I've got to take back what she stole. Get back my be a cheerleader like the Buccaneers in front of me. Now, if only I could find a way to get back into the Nationals and make her pay. Nautica, La Cienega, Danielle, Jackson.
Jackson, go Jackson, go Jackson, go, go, go Jackson, go.
Two of us are far apart, and one of us
face appears, but it's just a crazy game. When it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us.
That was Kristen Chenoweth singing A House Is Not a Home from the Burt Bacharach musical Promises, Promises, which, yes, is based on a movie. It's based on the Shirley MacLaine movie The Apartment. Not cheerful. That song's not cheerful. Promises, Promises does a lovely job of translating that film to stage. And nobody does it better than Kristen Chenoweth or Burt Bacharach. So what a beautiful combination. Up next, we've got one of two songs I can play from one of my top five favorite musicals because the rest are FCC violations. That's right, it's Evil Dead. The song is Houseware's Employee.
Little did I know that day when I dropped off my resume at the local S-Mart store that another employee I'd fall for.
My job was in the checkout aisle, S-Mart service with a smile. I hated work, it was a bore, but all that changed when you walked through the door.
I was assigned to aisle 3. So strong it had to be
perfect retail harmony.
I have to ask a question to the gods above. How were we deemed worthy of this perfect love? I'll ask the trees, I'll ask the sky, I'll ask the whole wide world. How did a houseware's employee land the perfect girl?
How did the perfect girl land a houseware's employee? I could barely focus on my checkout line. Your polyester shirt always on my mind. Fantasies took over me. I'd forget to scan items and give them for free.
How did I concentrate on housewares? Who cares about blenders when you're right there? A rose reversed, there is no doubt, 'cause I was the one who was checking you out.
I had a major crush on you.
When I was near you, my love grew.
Finding love at work, it must have been fate.
It's better than meeting on a limited date. I have to ask a question to the god. Were we deemed worthy of this perfect love? I'll ask the trees, I'll ask the sky, I'll ask the whole wide world. How did a houseware's employee land the perfect girl?
How did the perfect girl land a houseware's employee?
question to the gods above. How were we deemed worthy of this perfect love? I'll ask the trees, I'll ask the sky, I'll ask the whole wide world. How did a houseware's employee land the perfect girl?
How did the perfect girl land a
houseware's employee? Life's a mess, you live
downtown,
where depression's just at its quo.
Down on Skid Row.
Someone show me a way to get out of here, 'cause I constantly pray I'll get out of here. Please won't somebody say I'll get out of here. Someone give me my shot or I'll rot here. Show me how and I will, I'll get out of here. House or climbing uphill and get out of here. Someone tell me I still can get out of here. Someone tell Lady Luck that I'm stuck here. She and Sherwood be swell to get out of here.
That, of course, was Skid Row from Little Shop of Horrors, its last Broadway revival. Currently, it's showing off-Broadway with a model that I think is so genius. They're bringing in lots of what people might call stunt casting. But currently, Jinx Monsoon, multi-time winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, has taken over the role of Audrey. The show recently released a YouTube video of her singing Somewhere That's Green, which was just so smart because she kills it. It's beautiful. And you might be saying, but Shannon, Little Shop of Horrors was a musical that became a movie that became a musical. Yes, and originally it was a Roger Corman horror film without music that was Jack Nicholson's first kind of recorded screen appearance. It's kind of a hoot. You should check it out if you've never seen it. It's usually streaming for free on like Tubi or whatever. It's out there, and it's worth checking out if you enjoy Little Shop of Horrors. And alas, our time goes so quickly together on Sundays. I'm so sad that we're coming to the end of it, but I'm thrilled that I'm going to be passing you on to On the Horizon. They've got a great show for you. And hey, I'm going to be back next month, and who knows what harebrained scheme I'm going to have for a theme then. But for now, I'm pleased to leave you with a track from the Broadway version of Moulin Rouge, based on the 2001 Baz Luhrmann film. This is a fantastic soundtrack to get some work done to. It's showing up at Overture Center in July. Here it is, Shut Up and Raise Your Glass, from Aaron Tveit, Karen Olivo, and company.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. She said you're holding back, she said,
shut up and dance with me.
This woman is my destiny, she said.
Anticipating the fun and frolic of Wartstock as much as we are? To whet your appetite for that amazing day of music, we've got a pre-fest patio jamboree planned for you on Saturday, May 11th at the Malt House. From 2:30 to 6 p.m., we'll have two folk groups to kick off our outdoor concert season. First up is Annie and the Okies, acclaimed stalwarts of the local bluegrass and Americana scene. Followed by The Firesides, a superb duo from the Driftless area, playing old-timey Appalachian and traditional folk tunes. Admission is free, but donations to the musicians and to Wart Community Radio are welcome. And we'll have advance tickets for the incredible Wartstock raffle on hand. It's the Wartstock warm-up party at the Malt House, 2609 East Washington on Saturday, May 11th from 2:30 to 6 p.m.
Make Music Madison, a free musical extravaganza on June 21st, the longest day of the year, is now accepting registrations from area musicians. Whether you are a student, amateur, part-time professional, or established artist, you are welcome and encouraged to register on makemusicmadison.org. There is no audition process, and Make Music Madison is open to all ages, skill levels, and genres. All you need to do is register, show up, and perform. For more information, go to makemusicmadison.org. Make Music Madison is a free musical extravaganza on Friday, June 21st, the longest day of the year, and is open to anyone and enjoyed by everyone. Live music lives at WORT Madison.
FBC Live presents Humbird, Right On Release Tour with Creekbed Carter Hogan on Thursday, May 16th at the High Noon Saloon. The brainchild of singer-songwriter Suri Undlin, Humbird stretches between